As we conclude our series of shiurim on this concept of mutav shei shogeg v'al mezidin, on the concept when can you or should you say musar, the Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama Daf Chav Zayin on the base has a discussion of Ovid Inish Dinei La'anav Shei, if a person could take the law in his hands. So the Achronim, many Achronim asked the question, of course the halacha ought to be that Ovid Inish Dinei La'anav Shei, that a person could be able to take the law into his own hand. Because if you see somebody doing something wrong, you have an obligation to stop him from doing what's wrong. So setting aside the issue of Ovid Inish Dinei La'anav Shei, why don't we focus on the concept of that we have an obligation that to stop a person from doing an aveira. So the Shari Yosher explains, and other Rishonim say the same concept. Another Achronim, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, say the same concept, that you can't compare Isurei Mammon to other Isurim. He says, they explain, when it comes to Isurei Mammon, it's only in the hands of Beis Din to make the decision what to do. And the Shari Yosh explains, why is there a difference between Dinei Mammonus and Isurim? So he says, Mammon is a concept of Mishpat. And Mishpat was given over to Dayonim. And therefore, as the Pasuk says, V'el Mishpatim Ashatosim Lefneim. Lefneim means in front of the Beis Din, not in front of Hedyotis. And therefore, it's only Beis Din that can make these determinations. And Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Mechus Shlomo brings a beautiful raya to this concept. He says, if somebody has a din Torah with someone else, and he knows that he's saying the truth and that his opponent is lying, the halacha in many situations we learn is that the opponent has to make a shvuah. Now the question is, how could I make the other person make a shvuah when I know that he's lying? The answer is that if it's part of a mishpat, if it's part of what Beis Din tells us to do, then there's no problem. There's no other issue. Other explain that if this is not considered gezeila, the Tzoyis says this. He says the issur leisigzel is only when the person's actually taking something that belongs to me. But not that he's holding on to something which I know he's not supposed to, that isn't leisigzel, and therefore I don't have the obligation of stopping him, because at that point he's not being over the issur of leisigzel. As we continue discussing this concept of mutav shei shogeg v'al mezidin, the halacha of giving musar, there are different halachas when and where they apply. There are Achroinim, the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideis Simen Shin Gimel, wants to say that even if you hold that there is a chiyuv of Teichacha, there's a chiyuv of separating a person from doing an Aveira, even by Nisa D'Rabbanan, he says if the Issa is only an Issa Kas, there everybody agrees that there's no chiyuv Lafushim Issura. So he says, therefore, if you see somebody eating chametz shavuot of a Pesach, which you know that there's a knas midrabbanon that one may not eat chametz shavuot of a Pesach, and you see somebody eating chametz shavuot of a Pesach, you're not obligated to say anything to him. Because since even Midaraisa, and even Midarabonon, he is allowed to eat it. It's only a Knas Rabbonon. And actually this has very serious repercussions in other areas of Halacha as well. Because the Shaila regarding Bittel of Chametz on Pesach, we know that Chametz on Pesach is also B'mashuhu. And one of the reasons that the Rishonim already suggest that Chametz for Pesach is also B'mashuhu, because there's a halacha that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that will eventually become mutter, never becomes bottle. And since chametz after Pesach is going to become mutter, so therefore it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and a davar sheyesh lo matirin doesn't become bottle. And the question, of course, is that's not true. We know that chametz shavol of a Pesach is usur. So how do we call chametz shavol of a Pesach davar sheyesh lo matirin? The answer is that since the entire Isser of Chametz Shavol of Pesach is only a Knas, so, and as we see now, the Knas was only said if you know what you're eating is Chametz Shavol of Pesach. If you don't know, it's not considered Chametz Shavol of Pesach. Therefore, it could easily be considered a Dover Shiesh Le Matim. Even though the halacha is that a Talmud is not allowed to pask on a shayla in front of his Rebbe, if the reason you're doing it is to prevent somebody from doing something that's usur, if you see somebody doing something that's usur because he doesn't know what he's doing is wrong, even though your Rebbe is standing there and your Rebbe has not given you rishus to say anything, you should still say something. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ein chachma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etzel neger Hashem, kol mokim she'chila Hashem." Ein chokin kovet l'rav. The Gemara Masechet Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph teaches us. Furthermore, the halacha is we know that in a beis hamerchatz, in a mikveh, in a bathroom, one is not allowed to say divrei Torah. But if you are there and you see somebody doing something wrong, even though it's a beis hamerchatz, you're allowed to say something to him. Even paskins the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Pehe, Sif Beis, and Loshen Kodesh. And you don't only have to say it in a way that it isn't obvious that you're giving a psak. You could say it even if it's in a way that it's clear that you're issuing a psak. There's a machloikus Rishonim. If you don't say something, is that considered Sheval Taisa? You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You should have said something and you didn't say anything. Or it's considered Kunvase. Why is it considered Kunvase? Because by you not saying anything to this person, the person is going to actively do an Aveira. What's the Nafka Mina? The halacha is that God will Kvair Abrius. Kvar HaBrius is so great that it's doich alav in the Torah. When does that apply? When it's Sheva Taisa. But if it's a lav that's kumvase, then the halacha is when it's a lav of kumvase, there even makom kvar HaBrius, I don't have to take that into consideration. So therefore, that's going to be the nafka mina. All the Chasam Sofer in Shas Chuvas Chasam Soif Chelik Yerodei Simen Yotes tells us that by Akum there is no chiv of giving techacha, because as we explained earlier, the din of techacha is very much connected to the concept of Kol Yisrael Areim Zelazeh. But obviously there is no concept of Kol Yisrael Areim Zelazeh by Akum. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Igros Moshe, in Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Vav. The question that was asked to Rav Moshe is that we know that once they start blowing the shofar by Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, one is not supposed to they start blowing the shofar before Musaf at the Kiyas the Miyushev. The halacha is you're not supposed to speak from when they start blowing the Kiyas at the beginning of the Kiyas the Miyushev until at the end of the Kiyas the Mu'umid. In many shuls, the minig is that the gabbai makes an announcement that nobody should speak during this entire time. So the question that was asked of Ramosha, that there's obviously a shul that the gaboyim, the rov, know that even if you make that announcement, they're not going to listen to what you say. So maybe, based on what we're learning in our shurim, it's better not to say anything. And Ramosha says, well, if we're going to take that approach, so then we should never teach anybody any halacha, because we should always be concerned. The mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin. So Ramosha quotes the Tosfos that we quoted at the beginning of this series of shiurim. The mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin is only said when we know that what we're going to say will not be listened to. But if we don't know what we're going to say is not going to be listened to, then of course we should say something. So if a Rav is giving a shiur, he has no reason to believe that the people who he's giving the shiur to won't listen. Or if some, on the contrary, the people who are coming to the shiur are coming to learn. And therefore, one should certainly say what he should say to halacha. Only when you are saying something by yourself, now the question is, should you say something or not? The concept of mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin comes into play. Moreover, says Ramosha, if you have a shul where there are going to be people who indeed will not listen if you make the announcement not to speak, but there are people who will listen, so certainly we're supposed to say what we're supposed to say. We're supposed to be concerned that the people who want to do what's right should do what's right, and not say, well, the other people are now going to be doing an aveira that they shouldn't be speaking, they will be speaking. And therefore, Moshe says, it's certainly in a shul where there's certainly people who may not know you're not allowed to speak. And if you announce that you're not allowed to speak, they're going to listen, you should certainly make the announcement. Only in a situation, says Ramosha, where you could be certain, where no one is going to listen, do you say mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin? There's a very interesting tshuva from the Klozim Rebbe and the Shaila of Tshuvas Divra Yatziv, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Oy Space. So he says that this concept of mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin, somewhat different than what we've been discussed earlier in our shir, is only in line, is only by mitzvah ben adam l'makom. But by mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi, there we always have the obligation of mutav shei, we always have the obligation to say something. And it brings a raya. Moshe Rabbeinu kept on going back to Paroi and warning him about every matter. Now let's think about it at the close of the Gereba. Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, knew will not listen to what he's going to say. The Torah Kedoshah says, Keni hichbadati esliboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I made his heart heavy, that he won't listen. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu keep on going back? Mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin, says the Klozim Rebbe, because he was going to suffer. And when it's a situation of ben adam l'chaveroi, you're always supposed to say what you have to say, and we don't employ the concept of mutav sheshagigim vayim mezidin.